Thanos!
Greetings, faithful listeners. You are listening to The Blowhole on Finsider Radio with Finkel and Einhorn. It's week 17, and Finkel and Einhorn have not showed up. No big surprises there. I think we knew that after about week one that they weren't going to be coming. So,
sort of like our offense.
Yeah, almost exactly like our offense. Our Dolphins are 7-8, so Thanos is not going to be happy with that. I think he's going to be really pushing for that that win in Buffalo this week. Boy, we're locked into second place. We got second place on lock in the AFC East.
Gross.
How are you doing? How was your holiday, Rob?
I feel terrible.
Yeah?
Mostly because I've eaten so many carbs that I haven't had all year that my brain is mush.
Well, we're clearing the palate with these delicious Pura still waters that are alcoholic. If you guys haven't tried these yet, prepare to have your mind blown. It just tastes like water, and it's 5% alcohol.
They are not a sponsor, but
no,
they can send us all the purest still they want.
Yeah, it literally just, they've figured out a way to make the water flavor, I guess. It looks like water, it tastes like water, but it'll get you drunk.
Quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As dangerous.
Yeah, I know. I love it. So, last week did not go the way we anticipated in so many different ways. Even if the Dolphins had won, they still would have been eliminated from the playoffs.
And that does not make me feel any better with how terrible, terrible they played.
Yeah, I mean, we got some pretty definitive answers about this football team on Sunday.
They're not good.
They're definitely not good. They're not good on offense. Ryan Tannehill is not the answer at quarterback.
What? Wait, what is this shocking news? Wait, can I get the breaking news drop?
Do we have one? We should get one of those. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm
this just in.
We always, I mean, we've always kind of been on the fence, maybe leaning more towards falling off the fence, but at least, you know, still thinking there was a chance for him to prove
himself.
Well,
we need jerk the hell out of it. Like when he played well, we'd be like, hey, maybe he can be okay. And then he'd play terrible and we're like, maybe he should die in a fire.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't want him to die in a fire. He's been the best quarterback this team's had since Marino, no matter what you say, but that's not saying really anything.
I got two words for you. Chad Pennington.
Yeah, well.
and the fact that you have to stop and think is all we need to know about the Ryan Tannehill
era. They're actually
era.
pretty similar guys. But yeah, we know now. I mean, it's time to move on. Honestly, when I was watching the game on Sunday, I'm ready to be done with all of it. Gase, Tannenbaum, Greer, Tannehill, all of them. Like blow it up, start over again.
You're forgetting the most important one that needs to be fired.
Ross can't fire himself. I don't think it's his fault. Like he's an owner.
But he doesn't care. He's not even there.
He was there on Sunday. Did you not see where they cut to the box?
I'm saying he's
totally cares.
I'm saying he's not there during the week. Mm. He cares more about Michigan football than Miami Dolphins football.
Yeah, but I don't think he doesn't care about Miami Dolphins football.
I think he cares about
he spends money on the team. He spent his own money to renovate that stadium.
He cares about making money. So he likes he likes making a big splash. So
he
people
likes
buy
winning.
Seats. Well, winning helps, but he's more about ticket sales than he is about wins. Obviously, wins help with all of that.
I'm gonna disagree with you there. I think he cares about the team. Well, I'm not saying he doesn't care about Michigan football more than Miami Dolphins football.
Well, obviously, he wants to win. I mean,
he does care about this
but
team.
I don't think
he spends money on it, and I mean, he's done it. I think he's been fine as an owner. I mean, he's just hiring the guys. Like, I mean, I was excited about Gase when he brought him in. Like, I was excited about Gase after year one. I still even was excited about Gase most of this year. Now I think he does get one more year.
Gase needs to hire an offensive coordinator and let him run the show, and he needs to be a head coach.
I'd be fine with that. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen.
But the play calling was not great.
No, it hasn't been. And I mean, I know about the injuries, but I mean, still, like, you got to do something. I mean, but and you have what you have. I mean, he hitched his trailer onto Ryan Tannehill, and like, and that's. And we see what happens. Ryan Tannehill is an extremely mediocre and limited quarterback.
Yes, but I don't feel like this year especially, this offense was not geared to his strengths.
I mean, it got off to a good start when everybody was healthy.
And we were playing terrible teams.
Yeah, but I mean, we played a terrible team on Sunday.
That's true.
And we've played other terrible teams throughout the year as well.
Well, we got off to a good start, and then we...
No, but I'm saying like the Bills and the Jets and the Jaguars and... I mean, the Vikings are not a juggernaut by any stretch of the imagination, and they murdered us.
They're a good team. They're a middle team. They're a...
The Texans, the Houston Texans, also murdered us. The Detroit Lions are a very bad football team, and they destroyed us.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
Cincinnati is...
They were good at the time.
They were okay at the time.
Yeah. And then the Colts are a good team, and, you know, we should have won that game.
And
I mean,
Green Bay is not.
Green Bay is not a good team, and, I mean, we had... That was Brock at the Brockiest. So, yeah. There's... we know what we have with this team. There's very clear problems with it. They're not physical. Their offensive line is terrible. Their defensive line
is terrible. They're not
bad
enough to give me hope. They're not good enough to give me hope.
Yeah, it's the perpetual cycle of mediocrity.
I hate it.
So, I mean, honestly, I don't think we're looking at 8-8. I think this is going to be a 7-9 team. I don't see how they go up into Buffalo and win. Let's recap Sunday a little bit, just because we normally do that. So we'll stick to the format. They got off to a really good start. They looked amazing on that opening drive, as they have pretty much every week since Tannehill's been back. Not in Minnesota, but every other week.
Well, yeah, we went through that terrible stretch of not scoring on the first drive for like two seasons worth of games, whatever ridiculous
stat. Yeah, now we can only score on the first
drive. And now we're great on the first drive, those scripted plays, whatever. That doesn't mean that's ridiculous. You should be able to run your script whenever you want.
Game. Yeah, I mean, teams adjust is what I think it is.
True.
And
well, other teams adjust.
Right. Gase has not shown the ability to be able to adjust. Over the last few weeks, we've seen that. He cannot counterpunch.
But to be fair, okay, so the offense looked great. We marched down, we scored, and then we let them do the same thing.
Yeah, that was awful. That was, as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, this is going to be.
And then it turned into one of the worst football games I remember watching. It was
absolutely
just
awful.
It
Anytime.
Was awful.
Blake Bortles is inserted into the game and it gets better.
Well, before Bortles, it was Bortles at least did what Tannehill can't,
no,
which is
that's
run.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. He made it
like,
better.
When Bortles gets in the game and that's like the excitement, the game is injected with excitement when Blake Bortles is entered in.
I should tell
you all you need to know.
Bortles came in and I was afraid. I'm like, he's going to beat us.
Yeah, he's the best quarterback on this field, like on both teams. Which is...
And really, the only difference is because he'll run.
He'll actually run. He can get out of the pocket and avoid sacks. He's difficult to sack. Kessler might be easier to sack than Tannehill. That guy went down.
You put one
hand on him and he was down.
We did that.
That was awesome. Yeah, and that's... And you can say, I mean, oh, the defense was great. No, the defense was playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars with Cody Kessler.
Yeah, they
shouldn't
were still
have given
running
up,
all over us.
They should have given up 0 points. Yeah, it was... I wasn't really happy with the defense either. I know they only gave up 10 points in the game. They deserved better from the offense for sure. But I mean, they didn't force any turnovers. I mean, they got some pressure on Kessler. Obviously he's an easy quarterback to sack and rattle. But you let Blake Bortles march right down the field and get a field goal to go up.
Should we just go with Brock so we can let Tannehill go off with that pick six into the sunset?
Oh, on Sunday?
Yeah. Should we just let that be his last throw?
No. I'm going to watch the game on Sunday, but this I can't think of a Dolphins game where I've cared less about. Last year's season finale was pretty close. I really didn't care about that one either.
Well,
but they had fails in there, so that was like kind of interesting.
That was not interesting.
Kind of interesting. So I guess I see what you're saying. Like if you played Osweiler or fails even because he's still on the team, just to kind of see what you have. We know what we have with Osweiler. That's why I don't want to see Osweiler going.
We could have signed Josh Johnson and had a better quarterback, which is just ridiculous that guy's actually still playing for a possible playoff spot.
No.
Right? Are they eliminated?
No, they're eliminated. If they would have won last week, they would have been
still
alive, I think. But
and they should have won, keeping our dreams alive until we crushed them ourselves anyway.
Yeah, it didn't matter. None of it ended up mattering. As we said, the Colts won, the Titans won, and the Patriots won. So we were at everything we needed to have happen. did not fall our way, so it wouldn't have mattered.
Well, we needed our win also, so.
But to whimper to whimper out of it as
so
at
sad.
Home against a terrible opponent.
So sad.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if sweeping changes were made. I'm 100% behind just blowing this whole thing up because I'm tired.
I can't
of it.
Even. So,
and it's not knee jerk reaction. Like, it's not that. Like, it's just we've seen this again and again and again. And I think he's a better coach than Philbin, and I think it's a better administration than the Philbin administration.
Here's how all the Green Bay guys love and want Philbin.
Yeah, sure. Nobody wanted him down here after year four.
True.
Or he didn't make it all the way through year four, but he had lost that locker room completely.
Yeah.
They did like him after like the first couple years, though.
Oh, that's true.
So I don't know. I mean, it's you have to be able to block and you have to be able to stop the run. Like that's like in any winning formula, that those are like the basics that you
tell
need.
Tell me more about your theories.
Like that's it. And this and that is those are the big weaknesses on this team. And like the wide receivers, I don't know where they are. They've just completely disappeared. I mean, Parker's gone. Like he has to be. And I don't know if he plays on Sunday because if he gets hurt, then his $9.4 million is guaranteed.
They said they're going to play him. I don't know why they would.
I mean, there's no.
What's the odds of him getting hurt?
Pretty high. Pretty high.
I don't even want them to win, yet I can't root for them to lose.
Yeah, I definitely want them to win, which sucks, but oh man. Yeah, it's just I mean, there's so many like there's like the all the turning points of the season too. Like you can go through them like as we're looking back on things, there was, you know, there was the 3-0, there was
can
the
3-0
start.
Can you have more than one turning point?
Yeah, sure. Well,
but if you have two turning points, you're headed back in the right direction.
I guess you could turn the wrong way and then kind of turn the right way and then turn back to the wrong way and then kind of turn to the right way and then turn the right way and then turn the wrong way. You can turn. You can always
be turning. So we zigzagged.
Turning.
We zigzagged all the way to the bottom.
We zigged when we should have zagged.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Patriots game, the first Patriots game of the season, I think was a big turning point for this team. I think there were some injuries in that game that made that middle part of the season tough to overcome.
I still blame that entire game on game plan.
Yeah, the game plan was terrible.
It was terrible. If we knew how to exploit that defense, which everyone else has done, how did we not even come close to attacking those slow linebackers? That was awful. Like, that was awful.
Yeah, and our defense was, I mean, at the beginning of the game, they were all right. It was
yeah, they were out, like, yeah. Broken record. When they're out there 30, you know, 30 minutes through three quarters, we're in trouble.
Yeah, and then they started to get guys started to get hurt at that time too, because you lost Hayes the week before, which I still think was a huge loss for this team, because he was like that, you know, that kind of nasty guy up front that gave you that attitude that they just haven't had all year. And then Wake got hurt in that game, and I believe Branch got hurt in that game as well.
So we still had the offense though, and the offense was atrocious.
Some of your depth.
We still had the. I mean, we lost
Sitton and Kilgore.
Yeah, but we still had
by that point of the season.
We still had Wilson and Grant, and
then you had the Cincinnati game, which could have got them to 4-1, and it would have been a nice bounce. It looked like it was going to be a very nice bounce back win, you know. But then Tunsil goes out, and then they just can't block anybody, and that was kind of a foreshadowing what was going to happen to the team later on.
How many games this season has there been like that stretch where we just get like three straight sacks, like crushed, like to crush a drive and take the offense out of it for like a quarter and a half?
It happened in Cincinnati. It happened in Indianapolis, although they weren't sacks. They were stopping the run. And then it happened in Minnesota. And then it also happened in Jacksonville at home. So four games.
And I wouldn't be surprised if we went to the tapes and found it in one or two more games. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, the offense this year has just been very, very disappointing.
And I do put blame on Tannehill for some of those, like, you know, holding it too long or not, you know, no pocket presence. But a lot of those sacks were just, you know, no time. They were just,
we can get back to, I mean, this is kind of an interesting point. I hadn't really thought about it until just now as we're talking about it. I mean, we were kind of bitching about it last week about how like where are the slants, like on those plays, like where's the guy running underneath,
right?
And that guy was Jarvis Landry. But I mean, you're telling me Amendola can't be that guy? You can't get another. I mean, Wilson's gone. I mean, I know he left early, but I mean, like any one of those players can run underneath routes.
You know who should? Drake. Drake can run underneath routes.
Yeah. But I mean, he's staying in the block a lot because he has to pick up all these, and it's just, yeah. Or Gesicki, yeah, like, he hasn't been used properly. I mean, I just feel like...
But with the injuries to wide receiver, Drake was lining up as a wide receiver, you know, when...
Yeah, I know.
With Ballage back there, so he... But that, I mean, what do you expect? That's what he should be running.
Yeah. So, I mean, early on, and going back to Sunday and just kind of rehashing, so they did get one turnover that I forgot. They had a strip sack, and they had the ball in Jaguars territory. They did nothing with it, and then Sanders missed a field goal. And Sanders has been great all year, and then he missed. You know, that was a big miss. You know, the game would have been completely different had he made it. So
still unwatchable.
Still completely unwatchable, but I mean, maybe winnable had he made it.
Still out of the hunt.
100% out of the hunt, no matter what happened.
So I guess completely different might be an overstatement.
Well, yeah. Different, I suppose, yeah.
It would still be the same crappy taste in our mouth.
Yeah.
But
all right, so 2018 Dolphins season was... yeah, pretty mediocre. Better than most had expected. Still disappointing. It's interesting how we can say that. Like, better than we expected, yet still disappointed.
So that's the thing. It wasn't better than we expected. The Dolphins out there
knew that this team.
We knew this team wasn't this 4-6 win team that the outside world was predicting. We knew what the ceiling could be, but you know, we also realistically knew the ceiling was like a 10 or 11 win. That's everything goes right. Like right. That was best case scenario. It wasn't like, oh, we're the one seed going to go to the Super Bowl. We knew that wasn't a chance.
That's win Cincinnati, win Indianapolis, win, you know, what other game did we, I mean, honestly, Minnesota was winnable until they...
Green Bay?
Yeah. Well.
I mean, we were in that game all the way through. We were kicking field goals. Like, that could have been a win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those two right there. I mean, just Cincinnati and Indianapolis gets this team as 9-6.
Right.
So, I mean, but... Anyway, and I mean the fluky ones that they won, like I don't think they were all that fluky. Like, I mean, the Patriots game, they played well the whole time. They won on a fluke play at the end, but I mean they were in that game.
Yeah, but all close games are, you know, that, you know, obviously any time you win on a fluky play, it's a close game.
I get that.
One play can turn it. It was a close game.
Right, but it's not like they were losing by two touchdowns in the fourth quarter and, you know, like, you know, and balls bounced off guys' helmets and turned into sixes.
It was
like
a fun game. They played well. We tend to beat that team when we're home.
Yeah, and we didn't, you know. And even the Bears game, I mean, that there was back and forth in that game the whole time. So it wasn't like...
We needed a missed field goal to be able to...
A very long missed field goal, and there was like a giant fluke play that happened before that where Drake fumbled somehow, which I still don't know how he fumbled that play.
I understand. I'm just saying, They wash. This is an 8-8 team that may turn out 7-9 because of bad luck.
Yeah. So that's a good segue going into Buffalo this week, facing Gary Allen and the Buffalo Bills.
All right. I don't love the Buffalo Bills, but you like to say it. But I'm gonna have to draw the line here. The guy's played well enough that you can call him by his name. Josh Allen has earned his name.
Has he? Did he play well last week? I didn't think he played all particularly
well. No. I mean, he's not. He's exciting enough. I guess in fantasy, he's been great with all his rushing.
Great?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like
15 points a week?
No. He gets 15 points on his legs.
And like 4 on his arms.
Well,
one arm, he doesn't throw with both hands. He's not ambidextrous. That'd be cool.
He misses.
If he could throw with both hands, then I would call him Josh Allen.
He misses many open receivers, but occasionally, he's been hitting that Robert Foster. I didn't even know that guy was on the team. This guy's all of a sudden like having monster games.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just saying I would much rather have Josh Allen than Ryan Tannehill.
Right now? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
absolutely. But I'm kind of glad that we don't have him, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because that Buffalo team is going to learn what it's like to have a quarterback that you think could be good.
What do you mean? That they've had it. That's Tyrod Taylor. He's just a...
Tyrod Taylor is much better than...
I know, but he would also...
than what we've had.
No, but he's that guy who could look great and then look bad. Like, he could make a great throw and then miss a great...
And I honestly, I don't think Tyrod Taylor is much better than Ryan Tannehill. I think you're right. They're all in that same...
that same area of garbageness. I mean, Allen even wears number 17, so
he's just more exciting
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So they're going to go up there. The Buffalo Bills defense gave us all kinds of problems the last time they were down here, so now we're up in their house. I haven't looked at the weather report, but I'm imagining the weather's going to be not very good.
I don't know. We're getting a nice little warm slap here. That could be happening for there, too. Not that, you know, warm for this, for what it's been.
Yeah. No Frank Gore, so the running game takes a hit there. Our offensive line sucks, so our pass protection is going to be bad. Our wide receivers don't seem to want to do anything. The only one that seems to care about anything is Amendola, and he's extremely limited in what he can do. So on offense, not a lot going right. I would be surprised if they score in double digits. How about you?
Just offense alone?
Oh, yeah.
I think we can get to 10.
Okay. So the last,
sure if we do.
Last time they were in Miami, the Mr. Allen, we'll just call him Mr. Allen, ran all over this team. Josh Allen ran all over this team. He missed throws all over the field all day.
They could have beaten us by like 20 points if he was somewhat accurate.
Missed many throws, but missed them badly enough to where he wasn't throwing interceptions. Like he did. I don't think he threw any picks. Oh no, he did. Howard got two picks. That's right.
That's the kind of quarterback that's killed us all year.
We can't
sack a mobile quarterback, and then they run for the first down.
Yep. Yeah, quarterbacks that are hard to sack, and he's hard to sack. So I think that they're going to score points on us. I think our defense doesn't really care anymore. They haven't really cared all year. I mean, Burke's pretty much fired. We all know that. So when you're playing for a lame duck coach and you're playing in a game that doesn't mean anything, and a lot of these guys were signed off the street, when you're talking about some of the defensive linemen, they're on one-year deals. I don't think they're really playing for any jobs. Not a lot to play for here. Xavien Howard, if they play him, they should all be fired right then and there. McDonald as well is not going to play. I mean, even Rashad Jones, he's hurt. Like, why would he even go out there?
Alonzo, he suited up but didn't play last week.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that team, and they're not good. The Bills are not good on offense.
Nope.
But they will probably score 24 points on this defense.
Wow, you're going 24
to 3 or 24 to 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
So here's one thing I'm very curious to see.
But I mean, I'm not overreacting. Like this is just seriously. Like,
well,
there is nothing to play for this Dolphin team.
Well, this is one thing I'm really curious to see.
And they've already proven they have no pride. So.
Well, this is what I'd like to see. This team has responded.
I'm going to get a drink while you talk.
Yoga, we'll get two. Yeah. This team has responded in the not give up kind of fashion better than I thought they would. All year long, after the great start, they looked terrible, but they still fought back. They came back in that Vikings game, even though the final score doesn't show it. I am very curious to see if this team will lie down, give up, and get run over, or if they're going to play for each other's and their boss's jobs. If they're going to put up a fight, I'm not betting that they will, but I'd be curious. I'd like to see it if they put up a little fight.
I think they like Gase. I think they do. And, you know, maybe they do. So maybe they do play for him.
You think Parker likes Gase?
I think he does. I do.
I don't think he does.
Well, that's refreshing.
There's no way Parker likes Gase. The dude literally phased him out of the offense.
He had every opportunity to light him up, and he didn't. And he's always stood by. He's always stuck by him. He said, no, he's right. That's I don't share those opinions that my agent has. You know, all of those things.
Honestly,
I don't think Parker cares. I don't think he likes or hates Gase. I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares about football. That's what it looks like watching him play. Do you really think he cares one way or the other?
I think he wants to get paid, and he needs to be on the field.
He's already made a pretty hefty amount of money.
Yes, but this is the year where he stands to make a much bigger hefty amount of money.
Again, I just don't think he cares.
Yeah, I guess not.
I mean, if he did, don't you think he... I don't know. I mean, he did knock that one ball out of that was going to be a pick in the end zone.
Ooh.
One time.
Put him on D.
Yeah. So what is your prediction for Sunday? I have mine. 24-6. And actually, if they score 6 points, I'll be shocked. Shocked.
I think...
on offense. Maybe the defense gets a touchdown.
I can't do it. I think the Dolphins are going to win this game, my friend. They are going to win this game 16-12.
Love the optimism, man. You almost said it with a straight face, too. I love it.
I believe it.
So, very in all likelihood, this team's going to be 7-9. And do we even know the spread for this game? I haven't even looked.
It's 3.5.
For the Bills?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in all likelihood, this team's going to be 7-9. They're going to be picking mid-round again. Mid-round draft pick. So...
we'll save that for the
season. End of the season discussion. But at the same time, like I know we've kind of been touching on it over the last couple weeks, just about like what this team's going to do in the offseason. I would like to see them be aggressive and trade up to get a quarterback. But now, I mean, Herbert's not even coming out. It seems like the only quarterback that's going to be worth drafting high in the first round is. I don't watch a lot of college football. It's the Ohio State quarterback. Haskins?
Don't ask me.
Okay.
Although the one dude may not play baseball, so...
oh, the guy from Oklahoma.
You know what
Murray.
You know what I'd love? Is for him to be like, I want to play baseball, and then we can like throw a fifth round pick on him, and then he'd be like, yeah, okay, I'll play football, and then you actually don't have to waste a high draft pick on him.
That would be amazing. That's good. I like that optimism, Rob.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. But
we'll do a little bit more analysis for like you know when draft discussion actually matters. It does seem like the draft is heavy on defensive linemen, which is good for this team because we sorely need some.
I want offensive linemen more.
Yeah, but I will say this. I mean, the offensive linemen we need are interior guys. So you can get those guys second and third round. You just have to hit on them. You know what I mean?
True.
So. Hopefully they're able to do that. I mean, that's where the focus needs to be. I don't think they're missing too much on the skill position guys. And you guys in the audience might laugh at us, but I think, and you've said it, and I'm on board with it. I would love if this team made a run at Nick Foles.
The way he's played, I realize, and you said this off air, yeah, he's a system quarterback, but Tannehill's no better than a system quarterback at this
point.
And
Gase is supposed to be a quarterback coach.
If you can make the right, put the system around him, dude, I would take Foles in a heartbeat. Now, I don't know what it will cost. If I get him for, you know, Tannehill's going to cost $19 million and change for this year and 20-something for the year next year. If you can get him for 12.
No, he's all but assured. Tannehill's all but assured to be gone. So you're going to save.
I understand, but I'm saying... can you get Foles for $12 million a year? Is it 15?
Probably
going
to be. I'm just guessing. Like I'm going to say it's in the 15 range, is what I would say. I mean, unless some team like absolutely goes Brock Osweiler or Gugu over him and gives him whatever Brock Osweiler got a couple years ago.
If he makes a playoff run, it's just insane.
Yeah. Well, I guess I mean that's possible, I suppose, but I just. Osweiler was also younger. Like Foles is definitely actually Foles is he's Tannehill's age. He was Tannehill's class. So I mean he's 30 years old. So you could probably get 6 or 7 good years out of him.
Well that's the thing is you might be able to get away with like a 3-year deal and not have to do a crazy like Kirk Cousins really long deal.
Oh yeah, he's definitely not going to get Cousins money. He doesn't have the repertoire.
Yeah, he only has Super Bowls.
Oh, no, I'm not saying he's... I think he's a better quarterback. I actually think he's a better quarterback than Cousins. But, yeah. Also, same draft class.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Cousins was drafted with... right
Cousins,
after
Luck, Wilson. That's a really good draft class for quarterbacks. RG3, Tannehill, not good. But Luck, Luck, Wilson, Foles, Cousins. Whedon was in that class.
Ooh.
Tannehill, Tannehill will go somewhere. Somebody will sign him. He's not going to be out of the league very long, but he's not going to be a starter. He's not going to get starter money anywhere. Maybe he's a stopgap for somebody. I don't know.
It's actually going to be fun predicting where some of these guys go.
Yeah. Yeah, it will be. So, anyway, so I say they go 7-9. There is a lot of interesting NFL action this week, looking at the playoff scenarios. But
we're an 8-8 team, baby. We're going 8-8.
Yeah, I'll. Don't get me wrong. I'd love it if they win, even though it'll screw up their draft position. But that's a good segue. We can start talking about the games and the playoff scenarios and all that stuff when we're looking at the this week's games. But I did want to mention, we did touch on this a little bit last week. Rob and I did play in the fantasy football semifinals.
Well,
last week.
We talked about that last week,
but. Do you want to tell them who won, or do you want me to tell them who won?
I think they already realized who brought it up. It's probably the person who won.
That's right. That's right. My team won. So I beat. So Rob's team was in first place all year long. Was just
first,
crushing.
First in points, first in record.
Crushing
cruising.
People. Yeah, and I told him what was going to happen. He was going to lose his first playoff game, and you lost your
Melvin
first playoff
Gordon.
Game. Yeah. Yeah. It was a
Drew Brees.
Pretty close game. It would have been worse had I started the wrong running back. I started Marlon Mack. And I had Chris Carson and Damian Williams on my bench.
You know,
and
nobody
I still
likes
won.
Hearing about other people's fantasy
I know,
teams.
I know, I know. But I just no, you guys I, might be interested because it's been an interesting subplot that's been going on all season.
I would have talked about, I would have still be talking about it if I had won.
So I have my Super Bowl this week. And I'm
Which
playing,
is stupid.
I know, but I'm excited about it. So we're playing. The other guy that's in it is an original member. This league's been going on for 15 years, so... He's one of the originals, so it's two original teams from the original.
My first
group.
Year not winning this league.
Yeah, that's right. Hell Satans. That's my team name. Go Satans. All right. So we'll start pulling up the games for this week and start looking at playoff scenarios.
No, that just made me sadder than I am
oh,
about the
Dolphins.
Oh, and I
also won in the predictions as well last week. 2-1, you said, correct?
You did go 2-1. I looked
what were
up.
They? I don't even remember.
So... I should have taken the other side of the Browns because they didn't cover this time.
They won by 8, not 9.
So I thought the Panthers, I didn't realize that even their backup quarterback would get hurt. So
did Heineke?
Yeah.
Heineken?
Heineken's not playing this week. Ah, he's out.
That's right. I said the
So basically the Seahawks won. I had them.
Did you take the Seahawks?
I
yeah,
took the
right.
Seahawks, but I also took Arizona. I thought they'd stay within 14. They did not.
No.
And the Panthers got crushed by the Falcons.
Yeah, you took two bad teams.
Yeah.
You took some guy named Heineken, and you took Rosen over the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Just making sure that we're there. All right, cool.
I'm still
right.
crushing you.
So
overall.
Many of these games on Sunday, they're all, I mean, there's a lot of, there's some meaningless games where teams aren't even in playoff contention or any of that stuff. And then there's only one team... two teams are locked in the NFC, and that's it. The Saints are locked into the one no matter what happens, and the Cowboys are locked into the 4 seed no matter what happens. So
correct.
Outside of that, every game with people that are in the hunt, they have playoff implications. So why don't we go through the list of games? Let's see. So we'll start off. We talked about Dolphins-Bills. So here's a game that has no playoff implications. The Atlanta Falcons at... The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Atlanta favored by 1.5. Do you give two craps about this game?
No, I give one crap.
I give none. I don't care.
I'll take the Bucs, though.
You think so?
It's in Tampa, you said, right?
It's in Tampa. It's a meaningless game. Maybe the Falcons maybe don't play anybody because why would they? Yeah, I guess, yeah. Give me the Bucs. Cardinals at Seahawks. There are some... playoff implications here. So this is a 4-25 game. The Seahawks are guaranteed a playoff spot. It just depends on whether or not they're going to be the 5 or the 6, but that actually makes a difference because it could be going to Chicago or LA or going to Dallas. I'd say you'd much rather go to Dallas, so they want to win this game and ensure that they go to Dallas, not Chicago or Los Angeles.
Honestly, they probably wouldn't mind going to Los Angeles since they play them tough.
I think they'd rather go play Dallas.
Yeah, I'm sure, but I don't think they mind going to play the Rams.
It's most likely going to be the Bears, but I guess it could be the Rams. Lions at Packers. This is a meaningless game, but you said they all love Joe Philbin, so maybe they really play hard for Joe. Packers favored by 8. In Lambeau. Yeah, I'd take the Packers.
I would take the Packers in meaningless garbage.
Oh, we didn't really say who. We didn't pick the Seahawks. Seahawks are favored by 13.5 at home, by the way. Seahawks, I say they have. It's a game they need.
I don't remember who they're playing.
The Cardinals.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're gonna that's a running team over a team that can't stop the run.
Yeah, so they need, I mean, need it.
CJ Anderson.
So would you play Chris Carson then?
No, I would bench him again.
All right. So Jets at Patriots. This game, the Patriots could conceivably get the one seed in the AFC still, which is amazing when you think
they
about it.
They need both of those. They need
the Chargers and the Chiefs to lose.
Yeah.
But they still could get the one seed, or they could end up not getting a first round bye. So they have to win this game. They're also favored by 13.5 at home against Sam Darnold and the Jets. I think that's too many points.
I do too. I'm taking the Jets. The Bills squeaked out a cover. I think the Jets can squeak out a cover here too.
All right. I think that sounds about right. Panthers at Saints. There's no playoff implications for this one. Saints favored by 7.5 at home. We don't know who the Panthers quarterback is. I don't know. Is Breeze even going to play? Breeze might play the first half.
I don't know. Well, Breeze has said that you will see Bridgewater in this game.
So
Breeze might play, but he's not going to finish the game.
Bridgewater's still better than anybody the Panthers have.
Yeah, I actually would probably still, just because.
Take the Saints.
Yeah, if Cam was playing, even with no arm, whatever, maybe, but. I can't go with the Panthers. I still have to go with the Saints here.
Cowboys at Giants. Giants favored by 6. Cowboys don't give any cares about this game. Not one care. A care.
This is the Giants favored by 6.
That's what I said. Giants favored by 6.
I thought you went the other
way. No. Giants favored by 6. The Cowboys, oof.
They're not that
good with their starters in, so I can only imagine what their backups are like. I bet the Giants win. I don't know if they cover. They should cover. Giants. Give me the Giants. You? Cowboys? You can take the Cowboys backups?
The Cowboys are getting the points.
I know. That's why I said the Giants should cover or win and cover their
points. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't care. I take whoever you took.
I took the Giants.
Yeah, fine.
Jaguars. Oh, those feisty Jaguars with Blake Bortles at quarterback.
Is he starting?
How could you not start? That would just be...
I mean, it was ridiculous to bench him as long as they did. He's obviously better than Kessler, as bad as he is.
Yeah. I mean, if he doesn't play in this game, that's awful. I mean, I haven't heard anything about it, but I'm just going on common sense here. Like, he's got to play. And they got to give him the opportunity to audition for other teams, at least. It's 5-10 versus 10-5. The Texans need this game. It means something to them. They're at home. They're favored by 6.5. Who do you like? I like the Texans all day.
You know what? I think this Jacksonville team is better than people think.
I don't.
Give me the Jags.
All right, there we go. That's our first one. Chargers at Broncos. The Chargers need this game. They could conceivably get the one seed in the AFC. Probably unlikely, but they could if they win and the Chiefs lose.
Should we mention the Chargers would be the clear one seed right now if they didn't lose in a boneheaded manner to the Broncos about a month back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
That was a game they had. The terrible play, time management.
This one's in Denver.
That game.
The Chargers are favored by 6.5. I think they win. I don't
Denver,
know.
Denver's kind of falling apart. They had too many injuries.
They're just not that good of a team.
Yeah. Well, they lost guys they couldn't lose on defense.
They got to 6-6, yeah.
And they traded away and then lost too much on offense. And now they don't have Lindsey. Royce Freeman's actually a decent player, but Lindsey was electric, although he came down to earth the last few weeks. I like the Chargers.
Yeah, give me the Chargers. All right. Raiders at Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 13.5. I bet the Chiefs score like 47 points in this game, and the Raiders probably score like 13.
You know, I like the Raiders for a sneaky cover. They've actually been playing better than...
They have been, but this is the Chiefs at home in a game that they absolutely have to have.
Yeah, in December.
Yeah. What? All right. Okay. You're going to take the Raiders?
How many points do I get?
13.5.
That's not enough, but I'll take them.
All right, you have taken the Raiders and the Jaguars. All right, my friend.
I just want it to be interesting.
The 49ers at the Rams. The Rams do need this game. They could lose a first-round bye. They already lost home field advantage, the number one seed throughout. So they are 12-3. If they lose, they'd be 12-4. And if the Bears won, they'd be 12-4. And the Bears have the tiebreaker over them. So They need to get this game to get to 13 wins. They are favored by 10 at home. I like the Rams in a game they have to have.
Man, the 49ers have been frisky, too.
They have been, but they're not a very good team.
Division.
Go ahead, take the 49ers. Take the 49ers, the Raiders, and the Jaguars, please.
If I don't get any others, I might come back to this one.
All right. Bears at Vikings. This, again, the Bears need it. The Vikings have to have it. So if the Bears win and the Rams lose, we just established the Bears get a first-round bye in a home game. I like the Bears in this game. I really do. The Vikings have been playing well. Vikings have to have it. If they don't win, they're out. Well, no, I guess if they don't win and the Eagles lose,
They can still get in
if the Eagles lose, but they need, yeah, I don't think the Eagles are playing the Redskins, so they have to have it. Give me the Bears, though. Minnesota's favored by 4.5 at home. I think the Bears at least cover. Minnesota might win, but...
Yeah, I like the Bears.
Okay. Bengals at Steelers. Steelers favored by 15 in a game the Steelers need to have, and even if they win, they still don't make it in.
Steelers,
yeah. I bet they really hammered the Bengals in this game.
Although the Bengals, remember, who did they beat to beat the Ravens and so the Bills could get in the playoffs last year.
Last year, that's right. Andy Dalton threw that pass. Yeah, but Andy Dalton's not playing. So no red rifle. No. Is it? It's Red Rifle, right? That's his nickname?
Sure. He'll shoot his eye out. It's Christmas.
I just didn't want to say the other thing. Okay. Eagles at Redskins. Eagles, if they win and the Vikings lose, they are in. These games are both at 425, so the Eagles are going to be going for this one, which is great because I have Nick Foles in my Super Bowl. Give me the Eagles. They're favored by 7 on the road.
All over the Eagles.
Yeah.
Although a little hat tip to the NFL, the way they all the meaningful games are all the late games, so they're not none of this like a game can become meaningless knowing how something else happened. Now, you know, some team may be blowing out another team and it might allow you to take your foot off the gas, but it's nice that making these teams play. Although the 1 o'clock games are god awful.
They are. Although there are some that have playoff implications, but yeah, they're pretty terrible. Like the Dolphins at the Bills.
Exactly.
Okay, so Browns at Ravens. It's another 425 start. The Ravens are favored by 5.5. Ravens have to win to ensure that they are in the playoffs. They could lose, and the Steelers could lose, and they could still win the division, but I don't think they want to.
They're playing to win.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're definitely playing to win. I'm just saying, you know, it's 5.5. The Browns are feisty.
I'm not taking the Browns. You love your Browns.
Maybe that'll be our third game. I'll take the Browns. That'll be our third game.
All right. So how many am I giving up?
5.5.
That's fair. You should have one crappy team if I'm going to have two.
That's fair. You're right. And the Browns aren't that crappy. They're 7-7-1.
They're better than my crappy teams, that's for sure.
They ended up being better than the Dolphins. God, that sucks.
Maybe not.
I guess. True. They could go 7-8-1 and we could go 8-8, but it's not going to happen, my friend. All right.
Both happening.
The marquee matchup. It's basically a playoff game. Colts at Titans. Indianapolis favored by 3.5. The Titans are really banged up, but they're at home. It's Sunday night.
Titans are terrible. Give me the Colts.
They are terrible, but they're at home and they have Derrick Henry. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
It's all they have.
Their defense is pretty good.
It's all they have. Colts.
All right. We have our three, but I think the Titans, this reeks of a game that like the Titans would win and get into the playoffs and like maybe even win the playoff first round like they did last year and then get murdered by like a much better team in the second round. But the Titans aren't a bad team and they're built for playoffs. They're built for this type of game.
The Titans are not a good team.
They are not a good team, but this is Andrew Luck on the road in, it might be cold in Nashville. I don't know.
You wouldn't like to have Andrew Luck on your team on the Dolphins right about now?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about what we've seen over the last, you know, 5 years that he's been in the league. And we've seen the Titans team, this Titans team in particular, win these type of games because they have a good offensive line and they can run the ball and they can stop the run. Right?
I'll give you 5 points.
Okay. It doesn't matter. We've already taken our games.
You can have a fourth game. You need to make up ground.
Yeah, give me the Titans. That's fine. I'll take a fourth game. All right.
It's the last one.
Yeah. So, I mean, playoff scenarios now. I mean, basically what we think are... I wouldn't be shocked if the Titans get in. I
wouldn't be shocked, but I think the Colts are a much better team.
Yeah, and then, I mean, the teams that are... You have those teams that are clearly like above everybody else. Like you have the Saints.
But even those teams have all looked
vulnerable. They're all vulnerable at some point. But the Saints are going to be playing in the dome. I think that basically punches their ticket. Unless the Rams could go in there and beat them.
Hey, don't step on next week's talk.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, like, we'll know what the playoff seeds are next week. Like, then we can actually, like, predict the games. I'm just talking about, like... Like, who are you thinking right now? Like, I'm thinking Saints.
Saints Chargers.
I would love that. I think that'd be an awesome Super Bowl.
Breeze Rivers.
Yeah, Saints Chiefs would be good, too.
Come on, we'll get all those Breeze Rivers stories?
Yeah, I know. That would be amazing. I mean, all these years later, you know, it'd be cool to see. And I am rooting for Rivers. I would like to see him go. I think it's going to be tough. I think losing that game last week really hurt him.
You know what? That Ravens team... This is fun. Like, yeah, it's like, oh, it's all about offense. All the rules are going to offense. Look at all the offense.
And but all you the passing. Can still play good defense.
But look at this.
The Ravens and the Bears. Like, that could be the Super Bowl.
And then don't forget the way the Seahawks run the ball. Like, everyone's throwing the ball.
The Seahawks are the Titans of the NFC.
The Seahawks are more like the Ravens right now. The way they're
their
running the ball.
Their defense isn't as good
No,
as
but
the
I'm
Ravens
talking about Seahawks. The offense, the way they run the ball.
Like, yeah.
And obviously, Wilson's better, you know, a much better
quarterback. Well, that's what the Titans do, too.
Yeah, but they're terrible.
Okay, they're 9-6.
So what?
I would kill to be 9-6 right now. It'd be awesome.
All right, go kill somebody. Let's see where we go.
Where's your cat?
Oh, no, come on.
He doesn't like me anyway.
Nobody likes you.
Yeah, it's true. Nobody likes me. I don't know. I mean, I think it's pretty clear. Like, you have your top four teams, right? Maybe five if you throw the Patriots in there.
I don't think
the Patriots are up there. You got the Chiefs, the Chargers, and whichever one wins that division is going to be, I guess, the one that has the inside track. Although the Chargers can win on the road, you could have it. I mean, the Ravens could sneak in there.
So, to me, it's Chiefs, Chargers, Saints, Rams.
And you got the Bears and the Ravens kind of on the outside.
I put them in the next tier.
But they're close. Like, yeah, they're going to be the next closest ones just because of their defenses.
Right, but those four are the cream of the crop. They're all flawed. They all have, you know, ways they've shown their, you know, the Chiefs defense, you know, the Chargers coaching, like, or, you know, like, time management and just kicking and Charger woes.
Yeah.
The Rams have looked, and Saints have both looked like, pretty beatable lately. Can they flip the switch? We'll see.
Yeah, even if that's the thing. Even if you're not a football fan, like, even if you're a Dolphins fan, that's what I'm saying. Even if you are a Dolphins fan.
Well, anybody still listening to this is a Dolphins fan.
Like, no, for sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, as a Dolphins fan, there's going to be a lot of good football to be watching in the playoffs. Like, I think there's some really good storylines this year. Some years there really aren't. Like, I think this year's going to be interesting. I think there's going to be some good playoff football to watch. Don't you? No?
I want my team in.
I know it's frustrating. I'm just saying, like, there's been plenty of years where the Dolphins haven't been. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Hate it. Hate football.
Plenty of years.
So stupid.
And especially when it's the Patriots and, like, you're just like, it's like, oh, you know, at least now, like, it's like, oh, there's a bunch of teams that are good, that are fun to watch, you know, that you like and, like, you know, could root
God
for.
Damn, if that Patriots team is in the Super Bowl, I will be very angry.
I don't see how they do it. I don't see how they could do it this year. I mean, just even the fact that they're still in the hunt for getting the one seed is, like, crazy to me.
Well, that's because they got to feast on a terrible division.
They do that every year.
I know, but that helps. Like, 5 wins.
Yeah.
5 free wins, basically.
Yeah. Our division sucks. We should be better. Although we've done well against our division this year.
We're why they're... Yeah, we could actually...
Although we will get a division loss this weekend.
Even so, we've already got 4 wins.
I know. Yeah, 4-2 in the division. Second place locked up. That means we get a second place schedule, though, next year.
It's all right.
Everything's relative.
How many good teams become bad? I mean, what? So what? That's only three games, right? So what we what division do we play next year? Do you remember offhand?
I don't. I was thinking about this the other day. I know it's NFC West. So it was like the first year that it was Gase's first year.
No,
so,
but which AFC?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's NFC West and AFC North. That's who we played Gase's first year. So Steelers, Browns, Jarvis Landry.
So we're playing all of them, which means we'll have the Bengals. Chargers.
Yeah.
No, but the outside, the number two. Means oh, right. Chargers
and either the Titans or the
Chiefs,
Colts.
Depending on how that goes, or Titans or Colts. So, I mean, that's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, those two games.
Oh, right, yeah.
Division-wise.
Yeah. So they can't... If Houston loses, they still win their division. Yeah, because they're 10-5, but they still... Yeah.
And they must have the tiebreakers, because there's
they
nothing,
do. Yeah,
there's nothing
it's,
in
yeah.
it that has them out.
Okay.
Oh, no, I think they can lose the division, but they get the wild card.
The Texans?
I think I
saw that.
So
if they
that.
Lose and the Colts win... Because I think they beat the Titans twice. Or no, they didn't. The Titans beat them once. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's true. All right, so there's one playoff scenario we didn't account for, but I doubt they lose. They play the Jaguars at home. I guess anything's possible. Anyway, so there's that. It's
yeah.
Just,
the Texans if the Texans lose, and the Colts and Titans will win the and one of them, the Colts and Titans win. Then they're the sixth seed. They can the Texans.
Oh,
can fall
both
to
of
the
them,
sixth
both
seed.
Of them vault them if they're all tied. If they're yeah. tied, okay. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, good to know. Oh yeah, because they'd have a division loss there because they're losing to the Jaguars. Okay, well, that makes sense. Right on, man. So what was your favorite Christmas movie that you saw this year? Anything cool or?
Well, I mean, Elf is my favorite Christmas movie.
More that's than Die Hard?
Yes.
I like Elf more than Die Hard. I like Die Hard a lot, though.
I know, but I'm not to get into the thing. It's not like get you into a Christmas spirit kind of movie. It's a movie that takes place during Christmas. People want to watch it at Christmas time. That's fine because it's a fine movie to watch. Although I did see...
Christmas movie.
Did you see there was that thing that said Die Hard is that actually a Harry Potter movie?
That was funny. But that's just, yeah, whatever.
It's just a guy running through the walls trying to hide from Alan Rickman.
Yeah, running around a dark tower. Yeah, that's good. But we can, I mean, it's much more of a Christmas movie than
so
like
I,
the
So I watched
Potter
Infinity
movie.
War the other night again.
That's a good flick.
The lady hadn't watched it, so I made her sit through it.
I watched it yesterday with the kids on Christmas Day.
And it was funny because she doesn't pay any attention to any of this stuff, so when she's like... I can't believe that person died. I'm like, oh, you just wait. You just wait.
But then none of them are dead. That's what, like,
no, I know.
It's so bad that, like, my 6-year-old daughter was like, oh, I'm sad that Captain America didn't die. And I'm like, why? And she's like, because they're all, that means he's going to die in the next one. All the other ones are coming back. I'm like, you're six. Like, how do you, like you're six. Like, can you put that together?
She's
like,
well, because his contract is up. He fulfilled all the Because
that means he's not coming back. Like, that means he's not coming. I'm like, she's like, all the ones that, she, like, it was like, they were all dying, and she's like cheering. She's like, yay, that means he's coming back. And I'm like, this is exactly why I was saying, and I think I had talked to you about this before, like, it's going to be stupid. Like, they're all going to come back, and it just means, it makes it meaningless. Like, it's already, they haven't even come back yet, and it's already meaningless.
It's possibly like Loki and Gamora don't come back. Well, Gamora's
sure.
coming back though.
It's a fine. Guardians. It was a really good movie. I just thought fun. The end was dumb. Like yeah. I thought it was cheap.
But that was. I mean, but they're also following a storyline that already happened in the comics.
I get
that's
that.
Sort of a bit of a plot point that's hard to skip over.
I understand and I get it. It's just, I don't know. It makes and for me, like it just you know as that's one of the things that's different about movies and comic books. Like it's just
so not a movie, but I do have a recommendation.
Yes.
It's an Amazon Prime original.
Mm-hmm.
Show called Patriot. It's two seasons.
Yeah, you were telling me about
it's
that.
It's fantastic.
And
I
who's
highly
the star?
Recommend it. Nobody you've heard of, although that does have the dad from that 70s show plays a part in it. He's
Red Foreman?
Great. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. He was also in RoboCop.
That's true.
He was the villain in RoboCop.
He was. It's the movie is the show is funny but dark. And it's really good.
Okay.
And a guilty pleasure.
So our friend Ryan, who was supposed to be a call-in guest for this show at some point this season that never called in. Because
screw him. He's not listening.
He watched Venom and he said it was terrible.
Well, I believe that. He said that. It wasn't. I mean, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good, but it was. I still don't think it was terrible.
If you go in with low expectations, you could be pleasantly surprised.
I feel like the worst movie that I've seen in the past 6 months was...
Mandy.
No. Actually, the night that I watched Mandy, before I watched Mandy, I watched at the theater with Ryan in New York, was The Predator. Which, have you seen that yet?
No, I heard it's bad.
That's so bad.
I was saying, I watched a terrible... So much of it is expectations, and this could even maybe be, you know, why we don't like... Why we are always upset at the end of the Dolphins, because we give them higher expectations than they need. But I also rented a terrible movie, knowing it was a terrible movie, and I was like, it was fine. It was stupid, but Tag. That stupid movie. It wasn't bad. It was, I mean, I'm like, you know what, for this cast, I'll sit through it. And I was tired and wanted to watch it. And I watched it, and I'm like, it was fine. It was fine.
The next time I have a long plane ride, I'm going to watch that one.
Yeah.
That'll be one that I watch, because it should be on there.
But a show I never thought I would sit through, but I was traveling a couple weeks ago, so like I downloaded it and watched it on the plane. The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina the Witch on Netflix.
Oh, I wanted to watch it with my kids, but I heard it was maybe not kid-friendly.
It's dark. It's dark. There's, like, devils. There's cannibalism. There's, death. Yeah. It's not for the kids. I was, like, surprised. I thought it was going to be, like, too, like, teen romance-y. And I'd be like, oh, I don't want to see a bunch of, like, teens, like, swooning over each other.
That's what The Runaways was. Did you watch that?
I did watch that, and it wasn't... I was like, I'm not gonna watch
it. I liked it because I could watch that with my kids. Yeah, okay. So it was like...
Yeah,
that was
but I'm not gonna... I don't... Right. Like, I saw season two came out, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know it
Yeah,
came
I saw
out,
that. I'm actually, like I was gonna start watching that with him this week.
But that one... But Sabrina was actually pretty damn good.
Like, you would watch that as a grown-up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. There was, I'm trying to think of, like, what else? There was something on Netflix. Oh, yeah, Daredevil. We talked about that one to death. But I feel like there was something else. It's a movie called Bird Box.
I watched the trailer.
Not good?
Well.
I heard it was good.
I heard it was, I mean, to me, it's just so weird that the
quiet. You watched the trailer, not the movie.
Yeah, The Quiet Place, like, it just seems like.
Is it the same plot?
No, it's the opposite. The Quiet Place is like, you can't make a sound. This one's you can't see, so they run around with blindfolds on, because if you see the thing, it'll kill you. It'll make you so afraid you'll kill yourself.
That's running around like with, The Ring or whatever. Yeah. With the video, you know, it was really scary. And you know, I used to really like horror movies, like when I was growing up, like 80s, 90s. But I've kind of gotten out of the genre, but I saw It Follows not too long ago. Have you seen that one?
I haven't. I heard that one's really good.
I watched it. It was about a year ago that I watched it. And it was, like really, really, like, terrifying and suspenseful.
I don't really do the horror movies anymore. I think because they either jump to either, like, torture porn or just for jump scares.
And
like,
I heard Get Out was really good. It's not really a horror movie.
No, it's not a horror movie.
It's more torture porn, basically.
Well, it was more a thriller.
Yeah, there we go. But I guess their next movie, Peele's next movie.
I actually watched a trailer for that.
I heard the trailer looks awesome, I just read the premise, which is awesome. There's a family that looks exactly like them that's like the deranged version or the evil version, which I think is awesome. I think that's just a great plot point.
But the trailer was frightening.
That's what I heard.
Yeah,
I heard it was pretty frightening. So, well, I guess we will be back next week and we'll talk about our off season plans.
We will wrap up this, put a bow on this poop season.
I know, but we did make it to week 17, and the games mattered until. Until this week.
We got to week 16.
Week 16. Well, this is week 17.
Right, but it doesn't matter now.
Right, and we made it to week 17 and every other show leading up to this one.
Yeah, that's stretching it. The team did not make it to week 17.
No, but it's kind of weird. Like I said, they exceeded expectations, yet they were still disappointing.
Right. Because even when exceeding...
And that's the most Miami Dolphins thing you can really say.
Because as a fan, even when they're exceeding expectations, what does the national media say? Well, I can't believe the Dolphins are 7-6. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So even when they were doing well, nobody believed it or took it seriously. And you know what? They were right. We're terrible.
Yeah. It's not a good team, unfortunately. I mean, maybe it could have been a good team. Like, and I don't want to give the injury thing, you know, too
the injury
much play,
thing definitely hurt.
It matters. I mean, they weren't.
I mean,
they're not deep. That's been the problem.
Well, it turns out, I mean, 10 wins is actually going to get the wild card. So that's actually, I mean, that's a lot of wins.
Yeah.
We weren't getting to 10.
We had just established there were two games that they should have won that they lost, that they would have been 9-6. So
yeah, that's not 10.
Right, but they'd be going into Buffalo with a chance to win.
Right, and that's
it mattered,
still not
but they
10.
Would probably lose, but you know.
Come on, you know this team too well to know going into Buffalo.
Oh yeah.
If this game was important, my prediction would have been way different.
That was kind of the thing too. The thing too about Gase was like, I really felt like, you know, when he was hired and like after his first season, like it felt different. Like it felt like a different Dolphin team. It felt like he was a different coach. He said different things. He did things differently. Like it just, I really thought it was going to be a different story, and it seems like more of the same.
We're not 8-8. We're not in the hunt. We might be 8-8, but I doubt it.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.